Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Well, we reported earlier this week of a serious bombing that the Taliban claimed responsibility to in Afghanistan, which claimed the life of the deputy intelligence minister. It apparently hasn't taken long for NATO to respond. A NATO aircraft attacked two fuel tankers hijacked by the Taliban in northern Afghanistan this morning. The local governor in Afghanistan around Kabul, which is where this attack took place, said at least 90 people were killed, most of them Taliban militants. We're joined now by Chris Morris, BBC correspondent in Kabul. Chris, thanks for joining us. And is there a dispute over how many of these were militants versus how many were civilians in the reports that you're hearing?
Yeah, there certainly is. I mean, some of the facts aren't in dispute. Two fuel tankers were hijacked by the Taliban last night. We're told that two of the drivers were reported to have been beheaded. Late at night, in the early hours of the morning here, the tankers were observed on the banks of the Kunduz River. That's up in northern Afghanistan. And that's when an airstrike was ordered by NATO-led forces here. After that, the reports start to diverge. NATO said they were pretty confident that there were only insurgents in the area. But reports we're getting from local people, an MP in the area who's spoken to the villagers in that region, says he believes that maybe 40 to 60 insurgents were killed, including senior Taliban commanders. But there were maybe 20 or 30 civilians, local villagers who'd gathered round to try and get some fuel from the tankers, who were probably killed when the attack took place as well. And certainly the main hospital up in Kunduz, up in the north there, is getting a lot of civilians in with very bad burn injuries.
Well, Chris Morris, BBC correspondent in Kabul, we're hearing that Gordon Brown is going to officially maintain the UK troop presence in NATO in Afghanistan. There's, of course, a spirited debate in the United States over whether to increase troops in Afghanistan. What are you hearing in Afghanistan? Do the people in that country expect there to be an escalation, that these kind of attacks will continue with more troops coming in?
You know, I think the debate about more foreign troops is largely one being had outside the country. I mean, if you ask most people here, they don't want any foreign troops here in an ideal world, and I guess that would be the same for most countries. But there is real concern about the way the Taliban insurgency seems to be spreading. You mentioned the big Taliban suicide bomb attack earlier in the week, which killed the deputy head of national intelligence. It seems to be showing they're getting more sophisticated. So I think the short answer is, from here, if it worked, if more troops came here and it really did provide more security, then I think Afghan people would welcome it. But they're very skeptical. And I guess attacks like this, where they hear reports of civilians being killed in an international airstrike, makes them more skeptical still.
Well, certainly the skepticism is not confined to Afghanistan. That's Chris Morris, BBC correspondent in Kabul, reporting on the attack by NATO of two fuel tankers hijacked by the Taliban, killing civilians apparently and some Taliban militants.